The money will help expand career track programs in industries like healthcare, information technology, and manufacturing. Western Nevada College will get the largest slice of the pie, $4.4 million, which will be used for growing its certified nursing assistant enrollment. Right now, that program is unable to meet community demand. Bob Weiniger is vice president for academic and student affairs at WNC and says the money will also benefit student veterans because the school will be hiring full-time staff for its Veterans Resource Center. That organization is currently run by volunteer faculty and students.
Those two full-time positions will give us the chance to get out and do a lot more recruiting, a lot more active participation, counseling, that sort of thing with the veterans in the area.
Weiniger says the school is trying to boost its recruitment among veterans of the Naval Air Station in Fallon. Another perk of this grant is that it'll pay for special software that can help evaluate the previous training a veteran may have through the military, so those students can get the appropriate credits for their experience. That'll ultimately help them earn degrees more quickly. Weiniger says that this process is a problem nationwide.
Let's say they've been working in the military as a corpsman doing medical help, and they come to us. Do they know enough anatomy to get credit for Anatomy 1, or maybe they can get credit for Anatomy 1 and 2 because of the training they've had previously?
The Departments of Labor and Education administer the grants, and the other schools receiving part of this pot include Truckee Meadows Community College, Great Basin College, and the College of Southern Nevada. Michelle Bliss, Reno Public Radio News.